From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Earlier this month, the U.S. deported a group of Haitians back to Haiti, and some tested positive for the new coronavirus. Immigrant advocates are now demanding the U.S. not send another flight of Haitian deportees on Thursday. This week, Haitian media reported the country's prime minister said the U.S. is deporting 129 Haitians back to Haiti on Thursday. A letter signed by 24 South Florida immigrant rights groups urges the Trump administration not to send the flight. It urged Haiti not to accept the deportees. The group, led by the Family Action Network Movement, or FAM, called the request an urgent effort to stop the spread of COVID-19 in Haiti. That's because 2 weeks ago, the U.S. sent 61 Haitians back to Haiti, and three turned out to be infected with the new coronavirus. Haiti has so far reported fewer than 60 COVID-19 cases. But the letter points out its threadbare health system is dangerously unprepared to respond to a pandemic that the deportation flights could add to. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, said it cannot confirm or deny a flight is going to Haiti this week. The U.S. has been criticized for deporting COVID-infected people to other places in Latin America and the Caribbean, like Guatemala. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.